This is for the win.
This is the Chatted Up Sports Minute, your quick hit of everything sports.
So, not sure if you heard or not, but the Tennessee Volunteers will have a new starting quarterback this coming fall. Who am I kidding? Of course you've heard. The whole nation has heard about how Nico Iamaliava held out for more money after a below-average season for an SEC quarterback in terms of statistics. How did Josh Heupel respond? He said no one, including himself, is bigger than the power T, and so they have moved on from Nico and now currently have only two quarterbacks on the roster, Jake Merklinger and George McIntyre. Vols will be looking to add a third quarterback from the transfer portal this spring when the portal officially opens on Wednesday. As for Chattanooga Mox Athletics this week, women's golf is currently competing in the SoCon Championships until Wednesday. Softball is currently playing at Frost Stadium against Lipscomb right now. They're back at home tomorrow at 5 p.m. against Tennessee State before hitting the road Friday and Saturday against Wofford. Women's tennis will face number 3 Wofford on Thursday at 3 p.m. in the SoCon tournament, while the men face number 5 Furman Thursday morning at 8:30, also in the SoCon tournament. In some sad news, former UTC head football coach Bill Brother Oliver has passed away at the age of 85. He also served as defensive coordinator for Alabama and Auburn after his stint with UTC. Oliver had a successful run with the Mocs from 1980 through 1983, where he accumulated a 29-14-1 overall record and an 18-7-1 mark in the Southern Conference. His 670 winning percentage is the highest in program history in the Division I era. This has been your Chatted Up Sports Minute exclusively on Hits 96. I'm Greg Larnard, and make sure you keep up with us on social media and everywhere you get your podcasts at Chatted Up Sports. This week, we covered the Nico Iamaliava situation with Ryan Chumpert of Rocky Top Insider. Have a great week and stay safe.